Okay, so it's working. All right, that's good. Yeah, whenever something like this happens, you need to do a power, you know, power cycle sometimes needs to be done every now and then anyway. All right, cool. All right, so router sent Adrian Cox. Oh no, router sent to, so Bisong, that's sent, she hasn't received it yet. I'm not sure why. Should have received that by now. Now they're up out stick, they're near Red Bank, so being out that way, out in the sticks, when there's nothing there, that probably might delay a bit more the delivery. The other one, whatever his name is, yeah, he's got two tracking numbers. How did he get two tracking numbers? Okay, I can't work. Well, he's gonna have to ring up Australia Post with both those tracking numbers and find out what happened to the parcel, where the parcel is. Because see, what the thing is, when we go to Australia Post and we release the parcel, it then becomes the item of the receiver. So it's no longer in our name or in our authority. So if I ring up on their behalf, they won't check nothing. So they're gonna have to ring up with their ID or phone number. They'll ask for their phone number or whatever. And then they give them the tracking number, then they'll check and find out what's going on. So if he doesn't get a resolution, just let me know. I need to know by tomorrow, because tomorrow I'm going to send out a couple of more routers. So Adrian Cox, name Makoko. It's going to be delivered here because she's in Victoria. Nima Koko, Adrian Cox, where does he live? Now, where does he live? Let's have a look there. He's in Western Australia. Western Australia, that's about 4,000 kilometers or 5,000 from where we are. So that could take 5 to 7 days. Yeah. But that'll be sent out. So just find out with this, just let this other guy, but give him a call, don't text him. In a situation like this, you need to ring up Amit Pandey and just explain to him that we've left the product. Once we leave it, it's no longer in our jurisdiction. It becomes their item, and only they can ring up Australia Post to find out what's going on. So if he can do that and let us know before midday tomorrow, if it's something's on, well, we'll just send him out a new one, and then if that sort of gets lost in transit, it will end up coming back to sender, so it'll come back to Airtel. But the thing is, when I log into Australia Post dashboard and I go to tracking, I can't find his name. Where did you find his name? So you copy pasted his